Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, inshallah. Today being the 21st of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, corresponding to the 24th of October 2024. It's a beautiful Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon rather. And you know, on a Thursday, we come close to another Mubarak day of Yawm al-Jum'ah. Inshallah, tonight, the Thursday being the Yawm al-Jum'ah, the eve of Yawm al-Jum'ah, we must increase our salawat on our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if one can read Surah Kahf, we must do it inshallah, as Mufti Sahib said, that the nur of the Surah Kahf, and one will be protected from one Friday to another from the fitna of Masih Dajjal, inshallah. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. The numbers that you can send in your messages and your recipes are 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. I know there was a recipe the other week. Somebody did send it, and I did say that I was going to read it out. Okay, so inshallah, we're going to be reading out the Mexican braai salad, right? So you're going to need 2 cups of a packet per sweet corn, 2 packets of a packet sweet corn, 1 avocado, 1 avocado, 1 cup of baby tomatoes, 1 cup of baby tomatoes, 1 red onion, 1 red onion, 1/2 cup of dhania or spring onion. Then you're going to need 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of white vinegar, 1 tablespoon of white vinegar, 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of crushed garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of crushed garlic. Then you'll need some black pepper to taste. Black pepper to taste. And also you need some salt to taste. Then your ingredients, your method. You're going to saute the sweet corn in the butter with a little chili powder and salt. You're going to saute the sweet corn in the butter with a little chili powder and salt. Then you're going to set aside to cool. You're going to set aside to cool down in a bowl. Then you're going to slice the tomatoes in half. Then you're going to slice the tomatoes in half, then slice onions finely. Slice the onions finely. Then you're going to cut into medium sliced pieces. Then you're going to wash and chop the dhania. You're going to wash and chop the dhania. Then you're going to add all the salad ingredients to a large bowl. You're going to add all the salad ingredients to a large bowl. Then you're going to mix together the dressing. You're going to mix the dressing, to mix together the dressing and pour over the salad. You're going to pour over the salad and you're going to lightly toss it. So that was for the Mexican braai salad. Our next recipe that comes in is comes from Sister Taskeen Jamal Kareem. Say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Kat Jamal, Sister Taskeen Jamal Kareem, for the this recipe, and it is for a creamy vegetable pasta. And the credits go to called a recipe group called Drooling Dishes. So the quantities are below, or the ingredients. You're going to need pasta. Doesn't say how much or what quantity. It says boil one packet. So you'll need one packet of pasta. So the pasta, you'll need one packet. And then the garlic. You'll need garlic. Vegetables of your choice, such as manje tot, carrots, green beans, pepper, and mushrooms. The vegetables of your choice, carrots, green beans, peppers, and mushrooms. Then you're going to boil the one packet of pasta of choice. You're going to boil the one packet of pasta of your choice, and you're going to drain and set aside. Boil the packet of pasta of your choice, and you're going to drain and set aside. Heat 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Heat 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Then you're going to add in 2 teaspoons of crushed garlic. You're going to add in 2 teaspoons of crushed garlic. Once the garlic is fragrant, add in your fresh vegetables of your choice. Then you're going to add in your vegetables of your choice. Then once the water releases from the mushrooms, add in 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. Add in 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper and 1 teaspoon of rosemary. Then you're going to add olive spice, rosemary and olive spice, and then add in 1/2 teaspoon of aromat. 1/2 teaspoon of aromat, and then let the vegetables cook until all the water burns out. Prepare a white sauce. Then you're going to melt 100 gram of butter. Then you're going to stir in 1 tablespoon of flour. Then you're going to add in 1 cup of milk. Once that thickens, you're going to add in 250 ml of fresh cream. And 2 tablespoons of sour cream. You can whisk that on a low heat until it all incorporates. Then you're going to add in 1 sachet of a Denny mushroom sauce to your sauce. Then you're going to mix in everything and bring everything to a boil. Then you're going to season your sauce with the same spices as your veggies. That is 1 teaspoon, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon pepper, half a teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of rosemary, 1 teaspoon of rosemary and olive spice, half a teaspoon of aromat, 1 teaspoon of Italian herbs, 1 teaspoon of Italian herbs, and a little salt to taste, Thereafter, you can add in your pasta and vegetables into your sauce. Add in your pasta and your vegetables to your sauce, and you can serve hot and enjoy. And that was the recipe for a creamy vegetable pasta, and that was sent in by Sister Taskeen Jamal Kareem. So Jazakallah Khairan for sending in that recipe. Our next recipe that comes in is for yellow rice, and this was sent in by Sister Maria Muhammad, and the credits go to Baker's Bites Recipe. Baker's rice recipe was credits, and the recipe was sent in by Sister Maria Muhammad. Okay, so for your yellow rice, you're going to need 2 cups of rice. You're going to need 2 cups of rice. Thereafter, you're going to need 1 tablespoon of oil. You're going to need 1 tablespoon of oil. Then you're going to need one teaspoon of ghee. 1 teaspoon of ghee. Then you need 1 bay leaf. You'll need 1 bay leaf. Then you're going to need 2 ilachis. 1 cinnamon stick. 1 star anise seed. 2 garlic cloves. 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste. 1/4 tomato. A 1/4 tomato, 1 pandan leaf, P-A-N-D-A-N, 1 pandan leaf. Then you need some salt to taste. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder. And 4 cups of water. For your garnish, you will have some fried onions, fried cashews, and dhania. Thereafter, you're going to wash the rice until the water runs clear. You're going to wash the rice until the water runs clear. Heat the oil and the ghee in a multi-cooker. Heat the oil and the ghee in a multi-cooker. Then you're going to add in the whole spices. Add in whole spices, the ginger garlic paste, the garlic cloves, the onions, the tomatoes, the pandan leaf, and then you're going to cook until the onion turns golden brown. Thereafter, you're going to add in the rice and the water. You're going to add in the rice and the water, the salt, and the turmeric powder. Add in the rice, water, salt, and turmeric powder. Once the water starts to bubble, and in the washed rice. Then you're going to cook until the water is absorbed. You're going to cook until the water is absorbed. Thereafter, you're going to transfer to a serving dish. You're going to transfer to a serving dish and garnish with fried onion. You're going to garnish with fried onion and fried cashews. Please note, this is optional, to garnish with the fried onions and the fried cashews. And that was the recipe for the yellow rice and was sent in by Sister Maryam Muhammad. Our next recipe that comes in is for butter beans dal. Butter beans dal. And this was sent in by Sister Nasima Zulfi Khan. So you're going to need the recipe for the butter beans dal. You're going to braise one small onion with dhana jiro, one small onion with jiro. Braise one small onion with jiro, mustard seeds, curry leaves, and dry chilies. Dry red chili. Braise one small onion with jiro, mustard seeds, curry leaf, and dry red chili. Add in 1 tablespoon of grated tomato and crushed garlic. Add in 1 tablespoon of grated tomato and crushed garlic. Then you're going to add in a whole green chili. Add in the whole green chili, the green masala, the haldi, and the salt. So you're going to add in the whole green chili, green masala, haldi, and salt, and let it braise. In a blender, you're going to add in 1 tin of butter beans with brine. In a blender, you're going to add in 1 tin of butter beans with brine and blend it till it's smooth. Blend it till it's smooth. Then you're going to pour it in the pot. You're going to pour it in the pot and add a little water and let it boil. Add in a little water and let it boil. Then you're going to add the dhania and the shallot. You're going to add in dhania and the shallot, and you're going to add some crushed red chilies and butter. And that was the recipe for a butter beans dal. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break, and inshallah, when we come back, we will continue with our recipe segment, inshallah. It's 29 minutes to 1 Central African time. Now this is a surprise. Morana, you want to continue? Morana, you ready?
Gee, alhamdulillah. What's okay on the menu?
We had a few. We had the Mexican salad, and there was some other thing, Morana. I can't even remember now, you know, because go through it so quickly. Or there was a beans, butter beans dal, and the other day was the Durban style bunny chow or dal and rice. So there was a few, but alhamdulillah, Mulana, nice to have you with us on the airwaves again. It's been a while, a good couple of days.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, Ji, I was listening to the program. Obviously, I was engineering for the program prior to this year. And then we're speaking of Ibn Majah. And it's amazing how these special people that were among or in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they had that opportunity to note down and write down what came out of the Mubarak mouth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
And you know, sometimes when you sit back and you just think to yourself, in what position would I have been, or how would I have lived if I was in the time or in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? You know, today we are grateful, and we should be grateful that we've got the gift of Salah. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on the blessed journey of Mi'raj and went past the Sidratul Muntaha, I think Mulana spoke to Mufti Farhan Karani yesterday regarding Sidratul Muntaha.
Gee.
And it was a conversation, a Mubarak conversation between the lover and the beloved.
Mm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved creator, his creation.
Mm.
You know? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought us, his ummah, such a gift because he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. He gave us and he brought for us the opportunity to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via salah.
Hmm.
We might think, you know, we're going to go on a musalla, we're going to read our fard namaz because it's a mandatory thing to do, that, you know, we have to do it. But little do we know that it's actually a conversation. You know, when we start Surah Fatiha, if we understand and we listen and we read the translation of what Surah Fatiha means. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, the most merciful, the most beneficial, the most merciful. We praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening and he's saying, yes, my banda, I am all ears. You are praising me with all those praises that we cannot praise him ourselves,
mm.
you know? And that we should understand that salah is not handpack, cup down, kiss the ground.
Mm.
We must have that khushu in our salah,
mm.
you know, when we're reading it. And it's amazing that we've got the opportunity to converse with Almighty Allah.
Mm.
Like I was saying, I drifted off a bit, the personalities that were among in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, we got Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu rahmatullah alayh.
He was Tabi.
So the Tabi'in and Tabi Tabi'in. You know?
So
Imam Malik, Imam Muslim, all these great narrators of a hadith. You know, it is such a great honor for them. You know? And to think, you know, if we were living in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, obviously it was the time when Islam was still fresh. It never grew as how it is today. We might have thought that, you know what, yes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the greatest Anbiya, the greatest prophet that ever walked this earth. But at the time, we would have thought that he was just, you know, like how they would communicate with him, like they go to him. If you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like for example, right? Say 10, 15 years ago, right? I'm just using this in our day and age, right? 10, 15 years ago, you heard of, give me a great alim that passed away. Okay, look at Haji Bhai Padia, Rahmatullah Ali. When we were in his presence, right? Mm. We didn't understand, or even Mulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Ali. People will go to his majlis, used to go to his majlis, sit in his gathering, listen to his talks.
Mm.
But because the personality was sitting there, we never really understood and never really take into consideration as to such a waliullah, a friend of Allah he was. Only when he passed on that we start speaking of the greatness of the personality. Mm. But you understand what I'm saying, where I'm getting with this?
Gee, so to start off, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you look at Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullah Alayhi, where you mentioned that he was, you can say he is, remember he was born on the 80th of the Hijri calendar, passed away 150. Khairul Qurun. You hear this in every Jumu'ah.
Mm-hmm.
So Khairul Qurun, who is Khairul Qurun? It is the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in. And we know Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they got that title because they could have gotten many great titles as well, like Mujahideen and such great Salihin. But Sahaba, because they spent time in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahbat. So you got that Sahbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was enabled them to reach such levels. And then came Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, the fuqaha, the muhaddithin that you've mentioned now as well. So just to clarify that aspect, so we don't confuse aspects. Then coming to what you said now about not knowing the value of something. So upon occasion, our honorable teacher, he walked in the classroom. This is Azad Mulana Suleiman Choksi Damat Barakatuhu. So he walked in the classroom and he was just silent. He took a walk around the to different portions and he just looked at us students. And thereafter he sat down and we are wondering, he would do this. It's a teaching technique that you put people into that mode of curiosity. Something he has on his chest and he wants to explain it to you in the best manner possible. But before he does that, he puts you into that mode. He sits on his seat and thereafter he starts. And remember, this is during the heat of COVID. So at that particular time, alhamdulillah, we were honored, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, that we were staying there in the madrasa. So even though certain lessons went on live streaming and that, we would go and present ourselves in the class, even though we were few. But at this particular time, remember, the students came back to class and we were sitting there. And he's trying to put this whole thing together. And he says, if someone had to come to you, Brother Suleiman, 10 years ago, like you said, 10 years ago, and they had to tell you that a time is coming where every airport will be closed, there won't be no cars on the road, shops will be closed, masajid will be closed, everything will come to a standstill, not just in your country, but globally. What would you say? You would say, there's something wrong. We're speaking about 10 years ago. Mm. You would say, this person is mad. This person is insane. This person is crazy. Where would there ever be schools being closed? All of this. So then, now he's coming to his point. And the comparison. He said, Anbiya alayhimu salam, they came to their respective nations, gave the message, and what was the response? The response was, you are Majnoon, you are insane, you are this, you are that. What did they come to warn of? Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, then will come the realization that these people were talking the truth. Same like how if someone had to come tell you about COVID and then you experienced it and you witnessed it, then you would say, this man, he actually spoke the truth. So often, this is a common practice that when men of truth come to the earth, and now there's no Anbiya alayhimu salam, there's a crazy character, I'm not going to mention his name also. He says he is the Rasul of Allah. We spoke about it this morning also. And he says that if you don't believe in him, then you will be a follower of Dajjal. We say he himself is Dajjal, an agent of Dajjal. So we should read Suratul Kahf tonight, Jumu'ah, so we can be protected from people like this. And all the rolling of the red carpet of the coming of Dajjal. He openly says he is the Rasul of Allah and he is Muhammad bin Abdullah in all of these crazy statements. So I'm not going to say his name because then people become curious and then they want to go and see on Twitter and this and that who he is. There's no need to give him even that second bit of attention and there's no need to even speak about him. That's what he wants exactly. He's not a threat even. Any normal. They asked him to read Suratul Fatiha. So they say, why? How come you're getting revelation in English? All the time you're quoting in English. So he says, okay, no. I'll read for you Quran. So he reads Quran and then he's reading Suratul Fatiha. He doesn't say Alladhina. He says, just in one example amongst the many mistakes which the Awam brought to his attention, that look how many mistakes you're making. So he doesn't read Alladhina. He says Allazina. Allazina. So that's a dhal. You're supposed to be saying Alladhina. So these kind of people, we should be aware and alert of them. Nonetheless, when the men of truth, they come, Anbiya alayhimu salam came to the earth. Now no Anbiya alayhimu salam will come. Isa alayhi salam will come as a follower of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when the men of truth, the khulafa, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places different people to speak that and send the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do people say? This man is insane. People say he's mad. People say this. People say that. So often, people of truth, you spoke of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi, and I've shared it few occasions, I'll share it here also. We don't realize the worth of these scholars. So I'll say my incident. We were going for 4 months Jamaat, and on the way they gave us their three-day stopover. So here it was in Saudi Arabia. You could go for three-day transit visa. You had it and you could go for the Umrah. So we were going first to Bangladesh, but we stopped in Saudi Arabia. So we got the three-day transit. In there we met, in that trip, we met Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi. I never ever met him in my life before that. And my grand uncle, he came with us on this journey. My parents said, you know what, you are very naughty. You need someone with you. And we're sending grand uncle. He's very attached to the Tabligh Jamaat. And he had this connection with Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi. So the Saatis, they were not too happy about it because an elderly person. But I'll tell you this much afterwards, how much we learned from him. And you may ask, what's his name? His name is Uncle, I used to call him Uncle Adam Siddat. So from Benoni, he used to attend the Bilal Masjid there. So how much of lessons we learned from him. And this was also because he spent time with Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi. So he came to me upon occasion and he said to me that, come, and this was in that 3 days, come, we're going to make tawaf. Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, is here. Meaning he's there. I didn't meet him at that point still. But you see that pride, that arrogance. We just came out of that university, sick school mentality. You know, it's me, I am the best, I am this. All that filth. So my response, until today, I regret that response. I said, but I did it with respect, but I would say it wasn't the correct response. So I said, but no, you know, Inshallah, I'll go later and I'll do tawaf myself. In my mind, it's ringing that why do I have to make tawaf with someone holding my hand on the one side and of this sort? To me, it seemed like a pathway to shirk or something of that sort. But it was my pure ignorance that we didn't know how to appreciate these people. And anyway, they went. Then again, we're leaving now to go from Saudi Arabia, from the Jeddah airport, we're going now to Bangladesh. So I saw Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi. Full white, topi white, kurta white, socks white, shoes white, everything white. He used to wear the long kurta. And no, he didn't wear, at that time when I saw him, he didn't have like a khanka topi or anything, just a normal topi. So we looked at him and we said that in my heart, this is what I felt. But his beard was also tied. So we went to greet him then. But in my mind, we have this ignorance again that a pious person must be wearing patched clothing and all of this sort. So anyway, there, I went to greet him. That was my first and my last time I met Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi. Afterwards, when a little bit of sense came in, deen came into our lives, a little bit learning now, then I came to realize that this man was a great man. And we, like you said, we do not honor such people. Till today that regret is there, but Allah knows best. Through that, at least we got to recognize his worth and his lessons. That is why such a thing like TV, television, You will always quote Mulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Alayh. He passed away while making tawaf just the year after that. In 2011, that's when he was making tawaf and he passed away there. He used to say about television that it's shirk. It has its roots in shirk. And this, all photography, all of this, you would mention this. Because remember, you may say, but how? And we wrote a book on this, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, Adha Min Fadli Rabbi. And this is, we can send it to you as well, on the harms of photography. It's basically all the fatawa of our great seniors and how they looked at things of the recent generations. And so I'm saying to you all these aspects, how much till today we learn from Hazrat Mulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Alayh. Sometimes his bayans come out, you'll think that it's so relevant, it's like he gave it today, that talk. And he would speak of certain things, and you just didn't understand it then. So now, when I look back, we just think to ourselves that why didn't we just say yes? We could have held the hand of Mulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Alayh. When we have all these opportunities, and believe it or not, in South Africa, we still have, I wouldn't say a lot, but comparatively to the world, Alhamdulillah, we've still got a lot of seniors here in South Africa. Honor them, learn from them. And I think COVID just, you know, it just made things clear that this year is where you have to be, you have to follow. People made mistakes, but when they realize it, they come out of it openly and they say that was a great mistake. How could I ever say that Jumu'ah Salah is cancelled? How could I ever make the statement that there won't be Jumu'ah? How could I ever make a statement to say, and I would, when it would come to that period, you know, those Sunday nights, Haji Suleiman, I'm sure you remember it. It was the family meeting. With who? With Ramaphosa. I promise you, we know people who would not read the Isha Salah.
Because it used to be at 8 o'clock.
Family meeting.
They'll delay the Salah for almost half an hour.
Yes.
And to the end, what you say? That we've gone to level 4. And then they will say, oh, level 4, then 15 minutes discussing. Then the time gone, 10:30, then they say, hey, you know what? I never did my Isha Salah.
Hmm. So this year is how we strayed the path. And to the point that we went and we followed their protocols and social distancing all of this year. Broke what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us and followed what they told us. So of course we're going to be losers. So the crux of it all is honor these people of the man of Sunnah. How do you know who's a man of Sunnah? How do you know who's a man of Deen? When you look at him, he reminds you of, he makes you remember Allah. He makes you feel like, hey, I need to read Salah, I need to read Quran, that is a man of Allah. When you look at him, it's just something. And you feel, I know when we used to go also, to greet Hazrat Mulana Yunus Daya Rahmatullah Alayh from Marlboro, then we used to always think that because we're young and that we think he could see our sins in that. It's a misconception. They can't see your sins. If Allah wills, maybe, but this is not a norm and they don't want to see it. Remember Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayh, when he would see people making wudu, he would see the sins falling from them. And he made dua that this stops, this condition stops, and it stopped. They don't want to. So, but it's not like that, it's just the feeling that we have. And then it keeps us back, like we mustn't go forward. But how are you going to go forward when you've already put that barrier there? So we should constantly worry about this, our isla, connecting ourselves with a pious person, so that we can reform and we can take much benefit. And I'll say this, sometimes, me myself, before I asked the question to one of our seniors, I thought that it's going to work out against me. And I'm not going to procure that benefit. But believe it or not, the benefit came, but it came in a means that is Shari compliant. This is, they will teach you. You want money? So do it this way here, where it's most compliant to the Sharia. Then you will get the taste of Iman. Then you will get the joy. Then you will get all these beauties. But if you say, no, you know what? I'm going to stick to this. I'm going to break the command of Allah. I'm going to go towards interest. Then you are just heading for a war with Allah. What does a war with Allah mean? A war with Allah means, and it can also translate in this sense, where you yourself cannot understand the condition that you are in, but you have reached such a level that your own body has become the enemy of your nafs. Your own body is having a strange effect on you. And you just want to die after that. You've reached such a level of despondency. But even at that level, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, you don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah is, He loves that you turn to Him. Allah loves that you go towards Him. And yeah, I saw a beautiful hadith, and I don't know if I'll ever get the opportunity to share it with you. What a beautiful hadith. I'll just say the end of it. You know, you're speaking, Haji Sulaiman, of Allah and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that communication. In this narration, it's a narration of Tirmidhi, Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's conversation. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that His hand, so we say hand, we don't say the hand of Allah. Laysa kamithli shay. There's nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَوْ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Nothing equal to Allah. So Allah placed His power between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoulders. And then Allah asked him the question, what is it that the most... So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got the information of whatever is in the east and west. Allah asked him, then, what is it that the most exalted group of people busy themselves with? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the acts that raise ranks and the acts that atone, and part of this in the recording of footsteps to Salatul Jama'ah. For the men, you walking towards Salatul Jama'ah. You completing a perfect wudu. And even in difficulties, cold water, in cold weather, and all of this. And you are waiting the Salah after the Salah. And whoever preserves them, the Salah, he shall die. He shall live in goodness and he'll die upon goodness. And his sins shall be like that on the day of Qiyamah. His sins shall be like that on the day upon which his mother had given birth to him. So Salah with Jama'ah for the men. What a great reward. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Jazakallah khairan Mulana for that inspiring nasiha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve you and keep you and allow you to follow in the great mashayikh.
Ameen.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with the noor.
Ameen.
Noor. Ameen. You know, tonight we have Qalb Salim. And you said, we used to have a program called Noorul Qalb. If you remember Noorul Qalb.
Who was it?
It was a previous staff member. A very famous previous staff member. But, you know, we don't mention such names. But nonetheless... You know, we always remember about Noorul Qalb, you know, the light of the heart. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that noor on our face that will emanate and in our hearts, so it will come out through our face. Like you say, when you look at a person and he says, a person of deen, how you know if a person is on salah? You know, so he'll see from their face or reminds you of salah all the time. But inshallah, Mawlana, jazakallah khairan.
Jazakumullah khairan.
And remember us in your esteemed du'as, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was Mawlana Zahid Khan with a beautiful, inspiring nasiha for us for a Thursday. And let us, inshallah, follow through. Don't forget, today is tonight will be the eve of Yawm al-Jum'ah. Remember to send a lot of durood and salawat on our beloved Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, read Surah Kaf, inshallah. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show, myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, inshallah. Fi amanillah, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.